4 TFW Mobile. 10 NC9B Mobile.
What are you doing working on a Friday?
I've asked myself that several times this morning. They wanted me to work, and I said, yeah, sure. I told them yesterday, they texted me and said, you want to work tomorrow? And I said, not really, but if you need me. Well, apparently they needed me. I said it again.
Got to run down south to pick up that one pallet.
That's where I'm going. I will let you know.
Have gold on it or something.
I wanted a pallet. It was a small cardboard box. I could have carried it in my arms.
What fuel is it doing for it?
You know, lift it with a fork truck and put it on the back of the truck.
You can make waste, doesn't it?
My goodness. I got the tap cattle chute.
Can you go ahead?
Troopers, fire department. Stand by a minute. This was a bad one. That was a bad one. They, I guess the black SUV turned in front of a white, like a little sports car. Might have been an EV, I don't know, but he T-boned them. The black SUV coming across got T-boned right here at the I can't remember the name of that road. Right at the state line.
State road?
The airbags deployed. I'm sure that's what saved them. EMS is sitting there, so apparently they have not transported anybody yet.
Down the hill, you talked about the road on the right.
A couple camps, that's it.
See each other.
Unless you're driving with no lights on. So we... You know, you got a dark, desolate highway and headlights coming towards you. Call it a clue.
Him there at Lyman here about a week or so ago, I mean, and he was flying, and there was not a single light on that car.
The time in Charleston, I was working the road, and my radar started screaming. I mean, it was just screaming. It was like 90-something miles an hour. In the fog, it was foggy as all get out up there, just north of Mount Pleasant, on US 17, you know, between Georgetown and Mount Pleasant. That guy was screaming at 90 miles an hour. I didn't even bother to turn around on him. Somebody called it a wreck when it happens. I'm not risking my life.
That one, you'll hear about him in just a little bit, right, when he run off the road or hit something.
So, I guess your 4-day weekend starts tomorrow.
So, and that maybe just lay low. I know the granddaughter's coming over on Sunday. But I don't know if we got anything special or not.
Hey, it was a good time to try and get everybody together for a dinner, but I've got to go to Charleston. Well, not Charles, there. We have to meet Columbia to pick up his mother-in-law. I don't know when that's going to happen. A buddy of mine came across four windows at a really good price, so I'm going to pick up those windows from his house and pick up his mother-in-law in Columbia and bring her back.
When's that, tomorrow?
I'm going to do it. Tomorrow's Saturday. Sunday, I've got a birthday party. My granddaughter's, who we're going to take her to at my son's, his daughter's birthday was actually yesterday, Thursday, but they're doing a little get-together on Sunday, so Sunday we got to be there, so hopefully tomorrow we'll get that done. Tomorrow would be a good day to do it. Plus, it's my friend in Columbia who's got the windows, it's his wife's birthday, so at 5 o'clock in the evening, he's going to take her over to all them Asian restaurants they cook in front of you. So I was thinking if we do it tomorrow, we can actually, you know, kind of surprise her and go out to dinner with them.
KN 4 TFW.
Number Charlie 9 Victor, NC 9B. I don't know where Andrew's at this morning.
About one day a week.
vehicles, right, with electric?
Each vehicle, and they're real particular about putting the antennas on it.
Well, I thought I hit this morning when him and Eric with Kia apparently has got this special going on. They dropped their lease vehicles $10,000. I mean, not lease, but if you were to buy an EV, they dropped the price $10,000. So I guess it's going from $41,000 to $31,000. And you lease them for like $209 a month, is what they quoted. And the purchase price is a 0% financing. So that's mighty enticing. Not that I want an EV.
Want fully electric. This hybrid that I got, I really can't complain about it.
What was that you got?
Four. But I mean, I'm consistently 45 miles per gallon, and that's getting on the highway. If I stayed on just Wade Hampton, I'd be up in the 50s.
I knew you had the Jeep. Well, the wife had the Jeep. I didn't know you had a RAV4. Our neighbor, rest her soul, she had a RAV4. She loved it. And we drove it a bunch for her. Just, she got to the point where she could drive. So we drive her around, run our errands, take her to her doctor appointments, that kind of stuff. And they're good little vehicles. I mean, it's Toyota. You can't go wrong, you know?
And for that, I had the Honda Insight hybrid. Looks like an Accord. But, I mean, I could pull off like 62 out of it. But it was just so low to the ground, and it's hard to get in and out of. And Susan didn't like it on a long trip because you're so low when you're passing big trucks and that. So we opted for this RAV4.
Look, I like my wife's car, her little Kia. It's got the Sorento. It's got a lot of leg and headroom, which surprised me considering the RAV4 is a little bit tighter fit for me, being as small as I am. Uh-huh. But, yeah, one of the nice features was the programmable driver's seat. So, you know, you had two settings you could memorize. One was for her, one was for me.
The trim I got doesn't have all the bells and whistles. Just got special wheels and rubber mats. But all that stuff like heated seats and everything just kills you on the hybrid. I tell you, when we were going up to Kentucky, I put that rack on the top. And that rack cost me 10 miles per gallon.
Yeah, NC9V bubble. Yeah, you'll be surprised. You start messing with the aerodynamics of a car, you'll start losing some mileage. Get a lot of drag going on.
Bad, I thought something was wrong.
Driving my truck, and I keep wanting to try and drive it with the tailgate down just to see what the difference is, if there is any.
Years ago, I had a 79 model Ford that, you know, they're saying let the tailgate down, and I was running back and forth to Montgomery, and man, I let the tailgate down, I had to fuel up.
Yeah, I don't know. Not a lot of wind, you know, if you're sitting in the back there, you don't get a lot of wind on through the tailgate. Usually, if you're doing highway speeds, it's going above the tailgate anyway, so it's just going to void air back there.
That's out of it when I had the, I had like, you know, 500 or 600 pound motorcycle in the back.
I'm riding nicer. Man, I'll tell you what, going in and out of my dirt road, my truck will beat you to death. This 3500 has got those beefed up springs in the back. Man, it'll beat you to death. But you put in some weight on it, it smooths out, rides like a car.
Putting some beefier springs on the back of my truck from when I pulled the camper, but everything that I'm reading, yeah, it makes it ride really bad, but then it, you know, everything ain't rated for that extra, you know, stiffness, and it just beats everything up.
Put anything to supplement your ride capability or your, I'll say your lift capability, but to beef it up in the back, you just put airbags in there, put some airbags in the springs. That might help you out a little bit, but other than that, I wouldn't even mess with it.
Kind of wish I'd gotten like a four-wheel drive, because nowadays four-wheel drive doesn't really kill you on gas mileage like it used to, and at least it'd be a little bit more heavy duty. KN4 GSW.
That's one thing I like about my 3500, is, you know, everything's a little bit beefier, so going in and out of that dirt road, it still beats up the suspension, but, you know, this is a 2017 truck, and it still drives like brand hammer new. It's like, man, I love this truck.
What make is it?
M3500. Probably spend about $2,000 to $3,000 to do it, but once I get all that done, it'll be. Like I said, I don't want to buy another truck. It's been a truck for the rest of my life, hopefully.
Good one, and you know, I mean, last a while on that, as long as you're not abusing it.
Time to buy tires again, and I keep thinking, well, sure, it'd be nice to have dual wheels in the back. And then it was time to buy tires. Man, I sure wish I didn't have dual wheels on the back, you know? So, got to buy those two extra tires. That hurts. So, I got the single rear wheel, so. It does good. It's got the only disadvantage is it's got the 68 RFE transmission, which is not as good as others that are out there. But they do make a conversion kit for the Allison. You can put an Allison transmission in this truck now. And haul it. Everything works just like the factory. They have a box that hooks up, and you go straight to your engine control module, the ECM, on the truck. And I mean, your exhaust brake, gear shifting, everything works the exact same. But you use it in Allison transmission.
Exhaust brake.
To be honest with you, I don't like towing without it. If you're going downhill, I mean, I drive with it on all the time. I don't know if you just heard it there, but to put off the gas and it cut in, it's just good to keep the carbon out for that emission stuff. And I use the exhaust brake all the time, but when you're towing, man, it makes a world. I don't have to touch the brakes going downhill.
Like on this EV, if I'm going like coming down 25 there, and that if I set the cruise, you don't even have to touch the brake. It does it all electrically with the motors.
The newer cruise controls will downshift it for you, and that's a big plus, a really big plus. So I guess you could probably get by without one, but I've noodled my exhaust brake. And the cruise control. The cruise control this does the same thing. So between the two of them, and plus you have the tow haul mode. So you put it in tow haul, and it, you know, changes the gear ratios and the downshift points.
Dad, I noticed when I'm pulling, I have the screen on the dash set up to watch like all the temperatures. And I noticed if I don't have the tow haul on, that the transmission starts to run warmer.
Like anything, I just put it in tow haul. It's better for the motor and the transmission.
Stay in that mode when you turn it off and back on.
Not big enough overdrive, but this thing here, like I'm running 55 miles an hour, and it's just cruising like 1,100 RPM. I mean, it just purrs right along. It's like a high idle.
Fully believe you need a lot of horsepower and a lot of low end torque, and you can get gas mileage out of it.
You know, when I come out of my house, it's like downhill for a little bit on the dirt road, and then I hit the pavement. When I hit the pavement, it's a slow gradual climb up until we get around the church, and that slow gradual climb, it just putters up the hill. Because it's got so much low-end torque on it, it don't even downshift or anything. It just, like, idles up the hill.
O2 Trans Am with the 350 and that WS6 package. And then, man, it just idled, like you said, up a hill. And at 70 mile an hour, it was barely turning 1,000 RPM.
I was reading up on the new 2025 Rams. They have a, I forget the, what speed transmission is. I got like a 12 speed transmission, and everybody's raving about it, how it drives, how it pulls, how it shifts. So it'll be interesting to see how the longevity of those transmissions last.
The work truck's got a Ford, and it's got that 10 speed transmission, and darn that thing gets into like fourth gear before you ever get to 10.
I've always said it's always been about the transmission. It's like the wife's car. I mean, as little as that motor is, a little Kia, that transmission does all the work. It just shifts and keeps everything going on the fly, man.
It's a more manual drive.
They say you can't get them in the Dodge anymore. I think they said you can special order it, but I'm not even sure you can even do that anymore. Everybody's, you know, griping about the 68 RFEs, and then swapping those out to put the G6 transmissions in, the manuals. There's actually a couple shops that specialize in doing that, and they're having a hard time finding the transmissions.
Bringing back the V8 and the 1500s, man, that was what a flop that was with the V6.
Buy a truck. Don't buy a truck. Put a car motor in it. I don't know. NC9V.
Yeah, it makes more horsepower. Yeah, at 4,000 RPM. It doesn't even start to make any horsepower until you get it almost wound out.
These transmissions, I understand. I mean, they can get by with it. But do you want to get by, or do you actually want to have a truck? I don't know.
Close.
A little bit of a late start this morning. I guess I wasn't in that big a rush when I got up. I did wake up before the alarm again. But man, I was tired last night. I was in bed by 9 o'clock. And see, where the heck am I? I haven't even passed the Ingles yet. I haven't passed your house yet.
Running behind.
Passing the American Supply. But little business there. I like that. I got guns, ammo, work clothes, all kinds of stuff in there. A little pricey. A nice place. But I was gonna say something. Oh yeah, they changed my route. When I go down to pick up that one little pallet, if they have that one pallet, I got actually to run over and pick up and make another pickup before I do that run. And then once I do that pickup, I go on the run, but it's in the same direction. Let's go to the same place. It's just different order, I guess.
And yeah, we've stopped at that American Supply. It's a really nice store. They got some, you know, decent items in there that you really can't find elsewhere.
The truck thing we were talking about, you know, you can go in there and buy nice American-made, you know, quality stuff. Or you can go elsewhere, you know, go to Ollie's or one of other places, get whatever cheaply made. You can't go wrong with a place that sells guns. They gotta have good stuff, right?
That's right.
He with me today, put in the truck. HT with me to put in the truck today.
You got external antenna for it?
Probably listen though. You know, a little Hershey's Kiss antennas.
Very good inside the cab, but if I hook it up, I got the adapter to hook it up to my external antenna, and it works pretty decent.
I've even taken that Hershey's Kiss and stuck it upside down on something metallic in the cab, which you can't find half the cabs don't have anything metallic in them anymore.
They make an accessory where you can, do modifications to a vehicle. The manufacturer does away with that point, so you can't do it. And I know for the Jeep, every time you turn around, they're modifying something, so you can't put the nice hand grips on there. You know, they made plastic molded ones, and then they had the hand grip there in front of the glove box that had some screws where you could put some other adapters on, and they did away with that. And every time you turn around, it's making it more inconvenient for you to modify it.
Kickbacks for the aftermarket modifications. You know, somebody's making money off of selling the little accessories that go in them Jeeps. And there's a bunch of accessories.
That's right. Heck, see, this Jeep didn't even come with the adapter to even put a winch on it. You got to buy an adapter plate to put a winch on it.
Do they sell them now? Are they rated to have a winch on them? Yeah, talking about the aftermarket stuff. Heck, who ever thought that rubber duckies would be so popular, huh?
Right. Susan's got a bunch of them.
My wife, I don't forget where she was at, but she bought a whole bag. I mean, we got like hundreds of them.
She got them for all the seasons and everything.
For all different little ducks. So, you know, she had to take the police ducks out of it.
The Donald Trump duck. Somewhere, so she got it up there on her dash.
That's a piece of, in and of itself. Get off work, kid.
Off at 4.
I gotta remember what time I usually catch you back on the way home.
I either have the radio muted or turned way down, because usually I'm talking to Susan, but like tonight, she's got to work the afternoon shift, so, you know, I'll have the radio on. Yesterday was, there was two guys talking, but and it was coming in on 610, but they must have been on Simplex, because I could only hear the one guy, and it wasn't making the repeater.
I was listening to that also, going up the mountain. It was like, did he know it was on reverse, or I don't know what the deal was with that, but they were having their conversation. There goes, so one of them was on Simplex, the other was hitting the repeater. Wasn't the one going through the repeater, I didn't hear the other one.
I could only hear the one, but just listening to them talk, I'm sure they weren't ham operators. And that, because some of the stuff they were saying just, you know, really wasn't going to help.
They called them once, and they wouldn't answer, so I'm sure they were on their way to do it. But, yeah, I never not once heard a call sign.
The receive is 610, so you would have thought that they heard us. They just ignored it.
You know, that's the thing. Everybody uses the radios and taking the ham radios. You use the ham radios for GMRS and that kind of stuff. There's a lot of ham radios out there that are enabled for that. People get a hold of them and not sure what they're doing.
I think they sell a 10-meter radio that, you know, you can use for an 11-meter, and it's got, you know, 100 watts.
There's a lot of that going around.
One of those at the house, but the problem now is everybody, even on 11 meters, on sideband, and mine's not capable.
KMRS is coming up to be the new 11 meters.
And this stupid truck, pickup truck signal, he wants to get over, but he's only like 10 feet in front of me, and he won't speed up, but he wants me to slow down. So, say that again.
That seems that GMRS is turning into the new 11 meters in C9V.
Okay.
And I gotta remember to what my GMRS call sign is. It's like, what was it? Was it this? No, it was that. And I wouldn't, I got one of the laborers. Get a label with both call signs on it and put it on the radio. That way I've got it with me, so I can't forget it.
Man, I need to apply for that. It isn't all that expensive. And when I first got my ham license, I had my antenna was right there on the left corner hood. And I had a sticker on it where I could just look at it and see it.
Yeah, out the windshield. Oh, there's a call sign. Flapping in the breeze.
Pickup truck, I got it. I got, you know, one of them stickers on the, these block letters on the back window of the shell. And then when you look in the mirror, you can read it.
Made up a bumper, not a bumper sticker. She's that cricket she has. She made a vinyl sticker to stick on the dashboard of my son's truck, and he had to put on it. The sticker read, "Remember, stupid, you have to drive this home."
KN4TFW.
Yep, it hopped his light.
First getting started and listening to everybody's call signs, you think, man, I'll never remember that, but now it's just like...
Oh, there. I know it's JKT, I think.
It's like W2JKT.
Getting them down, what, it's been a year or two. But you should be getting close to work. You at work yet?
200 yards from turning down the road to the gate.
What road do you turn off on? You get on off 85?
I get off on exit 80, which is Gossett Road, and I take a right and go down. It's about a mile on the right.
Turn, is it?
Turn. You lost me.
Yesterday, you go down 80, got off on Gossett Road, go down a mile and a half, 2 miles. On the right hand side, what's the name of that road? I can't remember the name of the road I turned off. But it's like three whole businesses back there. The right side is one whole business, and the end you got a business, and the left you got a business.
Yeah, you got Southern States, and it's on Brooks Boulevard. Southern States on the right, and then the Air Gas on the left, and ours is right at the end, Lubrizol.
So that, I was stopped to visit you yesterday. Yeah, right there at the southeast. I went in, signed in and everything, and come to find out that I had to go all the way up top to that A13 dock there. And that's where they loaded me. Took up a while, but I was stopping to visit with you.
It's right down there at the end of the road. And that, but boy, that place has got like 5 receivings. And that sometimes my stuff gets dropped off over there, and it's like it's a nightmare to try to figure out where it is.
Yep, I hear you. But I'm here. Let me jump out. You have a great day, Ken. If I ever get up that way again, I'll holler at you. But 73, good talking to you. Appreciate you keeping the company on the way to work. Be sure to tell the wife we said hello, too. It's been a while. But we'll get together and have a dinner here eventually. But I'll be clear after yours there. NC9B.
All right, 73, Leon, good to talk to you as always. And yeah, I've rolled the gate, hit it around back to the parking. And then you tell Miss Wendy we said hey to. And then we'll catch up with you guys later. Be safe out there. KN4 TFW.